Hastings College Play-by-Play is brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters, local businesses supporting local youth and local athletics.
And a very pleasant good evening. Welcome to Snyder Arena. We're in Lincoln tonight. Hastings College basketball in 1230 KHAS. Got a women's men's basketball doubleheader as the Broncos get set to take on the Prairie Wolves out of Nebraska Wesleyan. I'm Mike Weller. Call the play-by-play for you tonight. The women's game is up first. The Broncos come in a record of 6 wins, 5 losses on the season. Hastings sitting at 2-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Hastings had a 4-game homestand that they were able to pick up some wins in. In fact, it was 3 home games and 1 road game. Hastings had a 4-game winning streak going into the weekend when they went to Dakota Wesleyan and lost to the Tigers at 75-53. Kerry Hofstetter thought that maybe your team was turning the corner a little bit during that 4-game winning streak. However, they took a few steps back in the contest against Dakota Wesleyan. And now tonight, the Broncos hoping to get back on the winning track here against Nebraska Wesleyan, a team that comes in with a mark of 1 win and 6 losses on the season. They are 0-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. But the 3 losses that Wesleyan has suffered in the conference have been to the top-ranked teams. In fact, they lost to number 1-ranked Concordia by 30. 91-61. They lost to Briarcliff, which also in the top 5 in the standings at 77-39. And they lost to Northwestern by the score of 103-61. Their lone win this season was a season opening win over McAllister by the score of 52-40. Get you some more pregame information in just a second. We've got the playing of the national anthem as we get set for Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan tonight on 1230 KHAS. We're talking about Nebraska Wesleyan. They got one of the premier players in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this year, and that's Mallory Shanahan. Shanahan is the number 1 rebounder in the conference, averaging 9.9 rebounds per game, and she's the 3rd leading scorer, averaging 16.6 points per ball game. Hastings coming in 6-5, 2-2 in the conference. The Broncos losing to Morningside 74-66, and to Dakota Wesleyan 75-53 in the conference. The Broncos have wins over Midland, 55-51, or over Doan, 71-55. Your starting lineups tonight brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service. 3 convenient locations and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. Hastings will go with Cammie Breckman tonight, a 5'9" junior out of Silver Lake, averaging 9 points, 3.9 rebounds per game. Chelsea Morton, a 5'7" freshman out of Holdridge. Morton is averaging 10 points and 5 rebounds per game. Brittany Wong, a 5'3" senior from Carmichael, California. Wong is averaging 9 points, 2.9 rebounds per game. Melissa Thompson, a 5'11" senior out of Papillion, averaging 4 points and 4.5 rebounds per game. And Laurel Zwiener back in the starting lineup tonight, a 6'4" junior out of Pleasanton, Nebraska, averaging 5.4 points and 4.7 rebounds per game. Nebraska Wesleyan will go with Janelle Ball, a 5'4" senior from Littleton, Colorado. Ball is averaging 7 points and 3 rebounds per game. Mallory Shanahan, the 6-foot senior out of Wahoo. Shanahan averaging 16 points, 9.9 rebounds per game. Felicia Tokolsky is a 5'8" freshman out of Firth, Nebraska. She's averaging 4 points and 3.5 rebounds per game. Danae Martin is a 5'7" senior from Murray Conestoga. Martin is averaging 1.3 points and 1.3 rebounds per game. The other starter will be Caitlin Giannata, a 5'11" freshman out of Howells. Giannata is averaging 6 points and 4.1 rebounds per ball game. Your starting lineups have been brought to you by Hastings Five Points Bank. Now with 3 locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, and 322 North St. Joe. Hastings Five Points Bank, the better bank member FDIC. Hastings dressed in their road black uniforms here tonight. They're going to be in their home standing wider than the gold. Hastings controls the opening tip. The Broncos shoot to our basket to our right. Hastings feeds it inside. They get it to Melissa Thompson. That is winner. Back inside to Thompson. The shot is up and in. Melissa Thompson scores there for Hastings College, and the Broncos are out on top by a score of 2-0. Hastings applying some pressure here in backcourt. Wesleyan breaks it easily as they bring it into the offensive scoring zone. Janelle Ball has got the ball out here, picked up by Brittany Wong, as Hastings College will start off in a man-to-man defense. Ball has got it on the right wing, feeds it inside there to Shanahan. She takes it down the right side of the lane. Her shot's going to be up there, no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson of Hastings. Melissa Thompson had 10 rebounds on Saturday in that ball game against Dakota Wesleyan. She's on the board here with a grab in the opening possession. There's a shot from the top of the key. It's up and in by Bruckman. A three-pointer by Bruckman, and Hastings College is on to a quick 5-0 lead. And we are just 1 minute into the ball game here at the Snyder Arena. And now we've got a timeout called here by Nebraska Wesleyan as the Broncos were attacking in backcourt. And their head coach, Eric Jensen, wants to talk things over. So Wesleyan calls an early timeout. 18:59 to play in the first half. We've got a break with a score. Hastings 5, Nebraska Wesleyan nothing.
Do you often find yourself having back pain and making a sound like, or? What if I told you the pain could go away without any costly procedures or expensive medication? Take the natural approach with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic. Dr. Troy E. Wilson believes chiropractic care is your best option to achieve the best quality of life possible. Get back in the game with chiropractic care from Hastings Family Chiropractic, located 321 North Burlington and online at HastingsFamilyChiropractic.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Nebraska Wesleyan playing the ball in here in backcourt. Janelle Ball has got the ball. Now to Felicia Tokalski down in the corner. A long-range jumper is thrown up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Hastings College. Melissa Thompson with her second rebound. Caitlin Giannata took that last shot for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings feeds the ball inside again to Zwiener. Spins one way, then the other. His shot's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Shanahan. Shanahan gets the ball away. That's Ball with it now. Gets it down the floor to Giannata. Her shot in the lane is going to be no good. Melissa Thompson grabs another rebound. A third one for Thompson, and now a foul is going to be called here in backcourt. Personal foul is going to be called here on Felicia Tokalski of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be your first and the team's first. The officials, by the way, in tonight's ball game: Bob Morrison, also Brian Arvin, and also Jamie Ahrens. The three officials officiating this first ball game here tonight between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan. The guys will go at 8 o'clock tonight. We'll have both games here on 1230 KHAS. Hastings with an early 5-0 lead. Chelsea Morton throws up a long two. Her shot is up there. No good. Offensive rebound here by Cammie Bruckman. Bruckman brings it back out into three-point territory. Goes across the top to Brittany Wong. Down to Chelsea Morton. Back outside to Cammie Bruckman. Her shot no good. Rebound Morton underneath the basket. Another offensive board. Now she has problems with the ball. It's out of bounds. That was last touched here by Wesleyan, so Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. 17:50 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 5-0. Wong will play things in to get it to Bruckman. Now to Brittany Wong again. Three-pointer. Shot's going to be partially deflected, and the ball is brought down in the lane there by Caitlin Giannata. Giannata gets the ball ahead to Janelle Ball into the forecourt now. Moves it over to Danae Martin. Martin out here in three-point territory. Comes across the top to Giannata. She drives the ball there to the right side. It's down in the left corner to Tokalski. Her shot is up there from 15. It won't go. And the rebound comes down to Laurel Zwiener of Hastings. Zwiener gets the ball now to Brittany Wong to Chelsea Morton. Morton on the right side of the floor. Down here on the baseline. Throws it back out on top. Cammie Bruckman over to Wong in the wing on the left side. Wong to Chelsea Morton. High post there. Laurel Zwiener back to Brittany Wong on the far sideline. Out in three-point territory. Brittany dribbling with the ball. 9 seconds in the shot clock. Bruckman sends it inside to Thompson. Her shot off the window is good. Melissa Thompson with a couple of field goals and 4 points. Cammie Bruckman is in a three-pointer. And the Broncos are out on top with a score of 7-0 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan working with the ball in backcourt. Here's Janelle Ball winding her way up the floor. Here's a pass to the left sideline. Caitlin Giannata has problems with it. Comes back out on top to a Danae Martin to the far sideline. There's a long-range jumper put up there from three from Janelle Ball. It's going to be no good. Rebound Brittany Wong. Gets the ball down to Cammie Bruckman as she hustles into the forecourt. Hastings with a 7-0 lead. There's a feed inside and a foul is going to be called. They got the ball inside again to Melissa Thompson, but a personal foul is going to be called here on Nebraska Wesleyan. Broncos have come out and looked pretty sharp here in the first 2.5 minutes of this ball game, or 3.5 minutes of the contest. 7-0 is the score. Personal foul goes on Danae Martin. That's going to be her first and second team foul on Nebraska Wesleyan. So the Broncos will play things in baseline right side underneath their own basket. We get it to Sierra Williamson, who's into the ball game now, to Brittany Wong. Wong goes to Thompson. Her pass is going to be deflected. The ball is brought down here by Janelle Ball. First turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. Aaron Walker, who's into the ball game now, goes down on the baseline to Mallory Shanahan. She drives, shoots, and scores. So finally, Nebraska Wesleyan gets on the scoreboard with 16 minutes and 8 seconds to play. They were held scoreless with almost the first 4 minutes of this ball game here tonight. There's a pass by Thompson into the high post. It's going to be deflected, and the ball is brought out there by Shanahan. Second turnover on Hastings College here in the ball game. Running back the other way is going to be Erin Walker. She drives her shot, no good. Rebound comes down to Williamson. Gets the ball ahead down the near sideline. Chelsea Morton. Morton drives it down the right side of the lane. Stomps there. Comes out to Williamson. A 15-footer is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Brittany Wong. Hastings doing a good job on the offensive glass here in the first couple of minutes of this ball game. Chelsea Morton, right side of the lane, back out on top. Brittany Wong for three. Shot is up there, no good. Ball deflected out of bounds. Last touch there by Cammy Breckman. So Wesleyan will play things in. Into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Holly Bauer. Also Josie Schomp coming into the ball game. Josie Schomp is a 5'9" senior out of Hershey, Nebraska. Holly Bauer is just a freshman. 5'9" out of Minden. 7-2 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. First game of two tonight here on 1230 KHAS. They inbound the ball. Mallory Shanahan has got it down to Coy Bradley, who's into the ball game. Coy will bring things up down the far sideline. Picked up there by Schomp of Hastings. Gets it back to the center floor and then moves it over in the wing on the right side to Erin Walker. Her pass out on top comes to Shanahan, and she can be tied up on the play. Right in her face is going to be Cammy Breckman. She gets the tie-up. You're right at the top of the key. Possession arrow is pointing in favor of Nebraska Wesleyan, so the Prairie Wolves will play things in off of the far sideline. 15-10 remaining here in the first half. 7-2 is the score. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan here tonight. Erin Walker plays things in. They get it to Courtney Cook, who's into the ball game now. To Shanahan, spins in the lane. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Bound for the rebound on the baseline. Brought down by Wesleyan and another traveling violation. Ball is grabbed there by Courtney Cook down in the baseline, just to the right of the basket, and then she's called for the traveling violation. 7-2 the score. Hastings College out on top. 15 minutes to play here in the first half from Snyder Arena in Lincoln tonight. Cammy Breckman with the ball, dribbles once, comes out on top. That's Bauer, sends it down in the corner. Josie Schopp brings it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Back out between the rings, down to Cammy Breckman to Holly Bauer. Cross-court pass goes to Schopp on the wing. Josie dribbles once, brings it back to Bauer, down in the baseline. To Sierra Williamson, mishandles the ball. It is lost there on the near sideline, and it goes out of bounds. Williamson mishandles the ball, and it goes out of bounds. That's the third turnover on Hastings College here in the ballgame. Broncos had 25 in the contest on Saturday up in Mitchell against Dakota Wesleyan. That was a loss for the Broncos, by the way, as they dropped that one 75-53. Hastings coming in 2-2 in the conference, 6-5 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Coy Bradley sends the ball inside. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Sierra Williamson as he dribbles the ball to the midcourt stripe. Gets it away to Josie Schopp. Her pass down on the baseline to Thompson. Her shot's going to be up there no good. Rebound is loose. Picked up on the hop there by Erin Walker. Broncos haven't scored for a while. Walker brings it to the near sideline now to Coy Bradley, who hustles into the forecourt. Now to Ball. Brings it to the near sideline to Walker. Walker dribbles with it now. Brings it out in the three-point territory to Coy Bradley. Sends it over on the far sideline now to Janelle Ball. Drives the baseline. A reverse layup is up there and in. Janelle Ball scoring there. That's her first field goal. And Wesleyan has scored the last 4 points in the ball game. Back the other way, Josie Schomp. She drives, shoots, and scores. Schomp found a little seam in the defense. It was wide open. She takes it to the hoop and scores. First field goal of the ball game for Schomp. Hastings finally off of the 7 point total here. 9-4 is the score. Broncos now have a 5 point lead. 13:33 to play here in the first half. Mallory Shanahan drives it toward the goal. Mishandles the ball. Goes up for the shot anyway. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Sierra Williamson. Alyssa Thompson down to Cammy Breckman. She drives it down the left side of the lane. The ball poked away. And it's picked up here by Janelle Ball. She runs it back the other way. Spins in the lane. And now we got a whistle and a foul call in Hastings. So 4 turnovers already on the Broncos here in the first half of play. They commit the personal foul on the other end. Non-shooting violation. It'll be Nebraska Wesleyan inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Alyssa Thompson picking up the foul. That's going to be her first. Here comes Chelsea Morton back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Melissa Thompson. So Westland will play things in. They get it to Shanahan down here on the baseline. Picked up there by Morton of Hastings. No good. Gets her own side to court. Cooker shot no out. Now mishandles the ball in the baseline. It's out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. So Cook was the last to touch it after she misses the shot. Broncos will play things in with no pressure here in backcourt. 13:06 to play here in the first half. Hastings College has led from the opening tip. 9-4 is the score. Hastings scored the first 5 points of the ball game. Broncos come back into their offensive zone. Chelsea Morton sends it inside. That's going to be wide of the target. Mishandled there by Holly Bauer. The fifth turnover on the Broncos. Coy Bradley has got the ball back now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Bradley brings it into the offensive zone. A feed over here to the near side to Aaron Walker. Walker dribbling the ball, comes out into the three-point territory to Kelly Sanchez, who's into the ball game now. Sanchez gets it to Akoi Bradley. Bradley looking to penetrate, moves it to the elbow, left side of the lane. There's a feed down low. It's going to be off of the fingertips of Courtney Cook. It goes out of bounds. They say Hastings was lost to touch it. So Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Aaron Walker will play things in. There's Caitlin Giannata coming back into the ball game now for Wesleyan, replacing Courtney Cook. 12:31 to play here in the first half. Hastings 9, Nebraska Wesleyan 4. Action of the Great Plains Athletic Conference here tonight from Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Finally, at the count of 4, Wesleyan plays things in, and the ball is deflected right back out of bounds there by Holly Bauer of Hastings. So Wesleyan will try it again. Head of the ball game now, Felicia Tokolsky for Nebraska Wesleyan. She checks back in there. And going out is going to be Aaron Walker. So Wesleyan will inbound to the left of the basket down here in the corner. Kelly Sanchez will get things in to Shanahan. She takes the ball in the lane. Her shot's going to be blocked down there by Morton of Hastings. It's grabbed by Sierra Williamson. Williamson gets the ball away now to Josie Schaap. Dribbles into the free throw circle. The ball deflected away from her. Bradley grabs it for Nebraska Wesleyan. The sixth turnover already on Hastings College. Coy Bradley has got the ball. Back into the forecourt. Starts off right. Now stops left side of the lane. Coy Bradley goes on the high post to Giannata. She tries to dribble it down the lane. The ball poked away by Williamson. Giannata picks it back up in the corner. Goes over here to Bradley. She saves it from going out of bounds. Right into the hands of Giannata. Lobs it inside to Shanahan. Shanahan over Morton on the baseline. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound Hastings. Bauer falls down with the ball. And now a foul is going to be called back here. Bauer came out of there with the rebound for Hastings. And a personal foul is called here on Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to go on Felicia Tokolsky. That's going to be her second personal foul. Team foul number 3 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Here comes Janelle Ball back into the ball game, replacing Coy Bradley. Bradley's going to stay in. Coming to the bench will be Tokolsky. 11:48 to play here in the first half. Hastings 9, Nebraska Wesleyan 4. Hastings with the ball back in the offensive zone. That's going to be Josie Schaap bringing in into the forecourt. Now to Chelsea Morton. Free throw line extended right side. Out to Taz York, who's into the ball game now. To Josie Schaap, left side of the lane. Bounce pass out to Morton. Back to Schaap. Entry pass is going to be knocked away there from Bauer. Another turnover on Hastings. 7 turnovers on the Broncos. Here's Janelle Ball with the ball. Now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Ball dribbling with it out here in the 3-point territory. Brings it over here on the deep wing to Kelly Sanchez. Puts it on the floor and dribbles out here to the top of the key. Right in the grill defensively is Taz York. Good defense. And now Sanchez is in trouble. Finally gets the ball away. That's a Giannata. Giannata on the far sideline dribbling with the ball there. Bombs it on the high post. That's a Shanahan. Double team. Comes over here to Sanchez. Now down into baseline. Then a shot clock violation. A shot clock violation on Nebraska Wesleyan. Good defense there by Hastings. That is the third turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the ball game. Brittany Wong comes into the contest now for Hastings. And going out is going to be Josie Schaap. Also down to the scorers table and checking in for the Broncos is going to be Zwiener. So Zwiener comes in. Williamson comes back out. Down to the scorers table for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be Aaron Walker. And Coy Bradley will check out. 10 minutes and 56 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings College out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan by a score of 9-4. Bronco basketball tonight presented by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Brittany Wong inside the free throw circle. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Zwiener. Zwiener down to Chelsea Morton. Back outside to Wong for 3. Shot is up there. It hits the front iron. No good. Battle for the rebound. This time, Chelsea Morton grabs it. The second offensive board here in this possession. Morton out on the baseline. A little 10-footer is up and in. Chelsea Morton hits her first field goal of the ball game, and Hastings is out on top by a score of 11-4 in women's college basketball action here tonight. Today, Martin has got the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan to Janelle Ball. Ball brings it over to the left side. Martin has got it. Top of the key, that's Janata. She holds it high above her head, now puts it on the floor. Has the basketball knocked loose, and it's picked up here by Chelsea Morton coming back the other way. One-on-one to the goal, and shot good. A turnover in Nebraska Wesleyan. That's their fourth one of the ball game, and now Wesleyan head coach Eric Jensen wants to call a timeout as Hastings has opened up a 9-point lead early in this one. 10 minutes to play in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 13, Nebraska Wesleyan 4.
In the heart of Nebraska, there's a standard of care where a rich history connects with a promising future and compassion fuels teamwork and progress. At Mary Lanning Healthcare, we're more than a hospital. We're a network of resources working together in hope, health, and healing, focusing on growth and innovation. Proud to be your regional healthcare provider, Mary Lanning Healthcare. Expect excellence.
1230 KHAS.
Nebraska Wesleyan has hit only 2 out of 13 shots so far in the ball game. That is 15%. They are 0 of 1 on three-pointers. Hastings College hitting 40% of their field goals in the early going. They are 6 out of 15. The Broncos have hit 1 out of 6 from three-point territories. Nebraska Wesleyan has turned the ball over 4 times already. Hastings College with 7 turnovers. But the Broncos have the lead. The score is now 13-4 in favor of Hastings. Other games going on tonight in the conference for the women. It'll be number 1 ranked Concordia playing on the road tonight in Sioux City at 5th ranked Briar Cliff. That game is underway. Northwestern is playing in Sioux Center against the Dort Defenders. Midland has a road game tonight in Crete against the Doane College Tigers. Morningside is at Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings here against Nebraska Wesleyan. Mount Marty playing the non-conference game tonight with Dakota State. 13-4 is the score. Hastings College has got an early 9-point lead here in this one. There's a feed down on the baseline, and the shot is up and in. Coming out of the timeout, Danae Martin gets the field goal there for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's her first field goal of the ball game. That's 13-6. Hastings back with the ball. Holly Bauer down in the baseline, dribbles into the lane, puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down by Janata, and the foul is going to be called. Caitlin Janata is going to be whistled for the personal foul. That's going to be her first. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Nebraska Wesleyan. This will be a shooting situation, however. As Hastings will go to the free throw line, Holly Bauer will toe the mark here for Hastings. Freshman out of Minden. Bauer, a 54% foul shooter in the season. She is 6 out of 11 from the free throw line this season. Her shot is up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. Hastings is a team. Is sitting in last place as far as a free throw percentage is concerned, hitting only 50% or 57% of the free throw tosses this year. They're 11th in three-point shooting as well at 26%. They are 10th in field goal percentage at 36%. Second shot by Bauer is up there. It's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Shanahan. So she misses a pair of free throws. The Hastings lead is now 7 points at 13-6. 9:22 to play in the first half. Danae Martin has got the ball. Martin gives it to a Janelle Ball. She dribbles it to the top of the key, lobs it down low, grabbing the ball. There is Cook. Her shot is up and in, and she's fouling the play. Ball got Courtney Cook the ball just to the left side of the goal down here. She got the field goal to go down, and she is fouling the play. Now Courtney Cook will go to the free throw line to try to make this a three-point play. She was fouled by Bauer. That's going to be her first. Courtney Cook, a good foul shooter, too, at 81%. She's 9 out of 11 for the season, and her shot is up there and in. So a three-point play for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings with a lead here with 9:05 to play in the first half. Hastings back with the ball on their offensive end. And the high post is going to be a Laurel Zwiener. Zwiener gets the ball here to Chelsea Morton down in the baseline to Bauer. Her shot is up there from 15. It's going to be no good. And the rebound here goes to Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan has got the rebound as they work with it here in backcourt. Bringing the ball up is going to be a Ball. Janelle Ball across the midcourt stripe. Picked up there by Brittany Wong. To the far sideline, that's Janata holding the ball there. Pass out on top is deflected away from Cook. Goes to the far sideline. Cook goes into the backcourt to pick it up. Now having problems with it, she gets away from Holly Bauer. Now with 1 second on the shot clock, and a traveling violation is going to be called. Traveling violation is going to be called here as the ball was chipped into the backcourt. Cook grabbed it, and there was not a whole lot of time left. 13-9 is the score. Hastings College has got the lead here over Nebraska Wesleyan. Broncos back for the ball. Brittany Wong runs the offense here. A feed to the near sideline to Chelsea Morton, and she holds it. Morton trying to get away from Courtney Cook, and she does as she sends the ball to the far sideline down to Brittany Wong. Out to Morton, out to Holly Bauer. Good defense here by Nebraska Wesleyan to Brittany Wong on the wing. Dribble penetration. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cook. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline to Janelle Ball. 2-on-3. Ball will hold things up. Back out on top to Courtney Cook. Drives the ball down the left sideline. On the left side of the lane. Her shot is up there. It's no good, but a foul is going to be called. A foul here will go on Hastings College. This one will go on Bauer. That's going to be her second. 13-9. The Broncos have a 4-point lead. End of the ball game now is Aaron Walker for Nebraska Wesleyan. Checking back in for the Broncos is going to be Melissa Thompson as Bauer will go to the bench. Team foul number 2 on Hastings. 13-9. Broncos have the lead. Janelle Ball has got it. Her pass out on top is intercepted. Intercepted here by Morton. She drives, shoots, and scores. Morton gets the interception and the field goal at the other end. That's the fifth turnover on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the first half. Morton has now got 6 points, and Hastings extends their lead now to 6 points at 15-9. Broncos applying some pressure here in backcourt. Janelle Ball, right-handed dribble into the offensive zone. They get it on the high post to a Caitlin Janata. Janata dribbles left to right across the free throw line, throws it out to Shanahan. Her shot for 3 is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Holly Samuelson gets the rebound, gets it away now to a Brittany Wong. Wong runs her back the other way, 2-on-3, sends it down in the corner to Morton. She drives it, shoots it, and scores it. Chelsea Morton now with 8 points in the ball game. Hastings increases their lead down to 17-9. Here in the ball game, with 13 minutes in the contest here tonight from Snyder Arena in Lincoln. High post. That's Shanahan with the ball. Two-handed pass comes to the wing on the left side to Janelle Ball. Her shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Samuelson. Holly Samuelson with it for Hastings College. The pass is going to be nearly intercepted on the far sideline. It goes out of bounds. Aaron Walker got her hands on it. That pass was going over to Morton. Deflects it out of bounds. So Hastings College will play things in. Josie Schopp back into the ball game for the Broncos now as Brittany Wong will check out. 6 minutes and 38 seconds to play here in the first half tonight. The Broncos have the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. The score is 17-9. Coming back into the ball game for Wesleyan is going to be a Courtney Cook. And going to the bench will be Caitlin Janata. So the Broncos will play things in with Holly Samuelson on the far sideline as the officials making sure everything is set here. At the scorer's table, they're going to put a couple of more seconds back on the clock. It should read 6:42, and they've got that corrected. So 6:42 left on the clock in the first half, 17-9. Hastings with the lead. Samuelson will play things in as they get it to a Josie Schopp out here near the midcourt stripe over to Morton. Free throw line extended right side down in the corner. Thompson, two-handed pass, comes out on top. That's Samuelson with the ball. Now to Morton. Dribble penetration. Throws it down on the baseline. Thompson shot up there from 12. No good. Off the front iron, the rebound comes down to Cook. Courtney Cook gets it to Corey Bradley, who's back into the ballgame now for the Prairie Wolves. Hastings with an 8-point lead, 17-9. Nebraska Wesleyan working with the ball here in the offensive zone. On the deep wing, right side is going to be Janelle Ball. Ball gives it to Shanahan, drives it into the lane. A little shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Ball tapped around, picked up here by Zwiener of Hastings. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Josie Schopp. Here come the Broncos. Schopp has got it out here in 3-point territory. Bounce pass to the far side. They get it to Samuelson on the high post to Zwiener. Has problems with it. Picks it back up. Now to Thompson in the lane. Wheels. Her shot is up there. No good. Ball tapped around. Picked up by Zwiener. Her shot from point blank range is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Cook. Cook gets it here to the near sideline to Janelle Ball. Left-handed dribble into the offensive zone. Now to Bradley. Free throw line extended right side. Lobs it inside now to Shanahan. Shanahan backs up. Puts up a shot over Morton. It's good. Shanahan, one of the premier players in the GPAC this year, the third leading scorer, the number one rebounder. She got 4 points so far in this ball game. 17-11 is the score. Hastings with a lead. 5:21 to play. There's a pass on the high post. Thompson down to Josie Schopp down in the corner. Holding the ball there is going to be Holly Samuelson. On the wing to Morton. Her feet inside is going to go to Melissa Thompson. She goes up for the shot, and the foul is going to be called. Thompson drew a lot of traffic in the lane there, and finally a personal foul is going to be called on the Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to go on Walker. That's going to be your first team foul number 5 on the Prairie Wolves. This will be a shooting situation as Melissa Thompson goes to the free throw line for Hastings. Her shot is up there. It's good. Thompson just a 40% foul shooter coming in here. She is now 7 out of 16 from the free throw line. Cammy Bruckman comes back in for Hastings College, replacing Samuelson. Zwiener also checks out of the ball game, and Sierra Williamson is back in there. Hastings is on to a 7-point lead now at 18-11. Next free throw is up there. It's going to be no good by Thompson, and the rebound comes down to Janelle Ball. Ball races the ball back the other way, brings it into the forecourt now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Dribbling there against the Josie Shop. Ball reverses it, gets it over here to Shanahan. Shanahan has Morton right in her face defensively. Shanahan hands the ball away. That's Aaron Walker. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Walker dribbling with the ball, takes it to the far sideline. The pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Josie Shop. Winds her way back up the floor, drives, shoots, and misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Melissa Thompson. Another offensive board for the Broncos. Thompson out to Shop, back inside Williamson. Her shot from 5 feet away in the lane is no good. Rebound, Bruckman puts it back up. Shot, no good. Rebound, Sierra Williamson. Her shot is up there. It is no good, and she's fouling the play. Hastings getting 2, 3, 4 shots to the bucket. That time they finally draw the personal foul here, and Williamson go to the free throw line for Hastings College. The foul is going to go on Mallory Shanahan. That's going to be her first foul. Teamer number 6 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Sierra Williamson to the free throw line, a 57% foul shooter. And her shot is up there. It's good. First point of the ball game for Sierra. End of the ball game now. Felicia Tokolsky for Nebraska Wesleyan. And checking out for the Prairie Wolves is going to be Aaron Walker. Here comes Janana back in there, and Courtney Cook will come to the sideline. Hastings 19, Nebraska Wesleyan 11. The Broncos have led this entire ball game so far. Here's the next shot. It is up there. Bounces off of the back iron. No good. Another offensive rebound, though. Hastings maintains control of the ball. Chelsea Morton out to Shop. Brings it back to Morton. Free throw line extended right side. Drives it down to the baseline. Her pass is going to be deflected. Morton picks it back up. Now to Shop. Shop gets it out to Cammy Bruckman. She drives the ball to the hole. Her scoop shot is up there. No good. Rebound comes down to Williamson and a traveling violation. Sierra Williamson got the offensive board again, but she's gone for the steps. The Valley of Nebraska Wesleyan will get the ball back here with 4 minutes and 8 seconds to play in the first half. Hastings 19, Nebraska Wesleyan 11. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference here tonight. Janelle Ball races it back the other way. Ball stomps on the deep wing, right side, throws it down on the baseline to Shanahan. Moves it down in the corner. Shanahan with the ball to a Danae Martin, right side of the lane. Martin gets the ball out to Janelle Ball, lobs it back inside. It's going to be over the head of Martin. Danae Martin recovered here by Morton of Hastings. Chelsea Morton gets it over here to Cammy Bruckman. Comes out on top. A long three by Shop is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound battled for, and it's taken down by Janata. Has it poked away, but Janata picks it up right at the midcourt stripe. Hands it away now to Janelle Ball. Still 19-11 to score. Hastings with an 8-point lead. Wheeling in the lane is Janata. Her shot's going to be blocked down by Williamson out of bounds. Caitlin Janata trying to take the ball with a hole there against Sierra Williamson. Williamson got the block out of bounds, and Hastings will stay here on defense. Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Tokolsky gets it into Shanahan. 17-footer off the baseline is short. Rebound comes down to Hastings. That's Cammy Bruckman running back the other way for the Broncos. A pass here to Josie Schopp. Feeds it inside. The ball poked away here from Williamson out of bounds. Good defensive play by Felicia Tokolsky coming back there for Nebraska Wesleyan. It'll be Hastings inbounding the ball. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Broncos have a 19-11 lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. Josie Shop comes out to Cammy Bruckman. Down to Shop again in the corner. Shop puts it on the floor, spins at the elbow, right side of the lane, takes it to the hole. Her shot off the window is no good. Rebound Shanahan for Nebraska Wesleyan. Prairie will sound the ball with 3 minutes to play here in the first half. Here's Janelle Ball. Ball comes to the wing on the left side. Holding the ball there is Tokolsky. Around the screen from Shanahan. Down the lane, her shot is up there. It is no good, but she's fouled in the play. Alicia Tokolsky will go to the free throw line. Use that screen nicely right there at the elbow, left side of the lane. Took her down the lane, and then a personal foul was called on Cammy Bruckman of Hastings. A check that's going to go on Holly Samuelson of Hastings. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Tokolsky. It's got to go on Bruckman. Now they make the correction. Samuelson not in the ball game right now. Cammy Bruckman picks up the personal foul. Tokolsky will have one more. 19-11 is the score. Hastings leading by 8 points. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be no good. Evidently, that first one didn't count because Felicia Tokolsky is going to have another free throw here. Next one is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. She was not in 3-point territory, but she Got three free throws there. Missed all three. Driving the ball to the hole is going to be Josie Schopper. Shot's going to be no good. Misses the layup. Rebound comes down to Tokalski as she runs her back the other way. That's a ball back out to Shanahan for three. It's no good. Long rebound. Chased down here by Williamson of Hastings. 2.5 minutes to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan in women's college basketball tonight. 19-11. Hastings with the ball. Here's Melissa Thompson on the wing on the left side. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's going to be Breckman with the ball. Breckman brings it up high again. Josie Schopp, they get it inside to Williamson. Back outside to Thompson. Her shot for three is going to be no good. Ball saved there by Breckman, but she is out of bounds. Breckman tried to save it, but she was out of bounds down here on the baseline. So they give the ball to Nebraska Wesleyan. Here comes Courtney Cook back into the ball game, replacing Tokalski. And now we got a timeout, Hastings. Broncos going to call a timeout. 2 minutes and 8 seconds to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 19, Nebraska Wesleyan 11.
Where do your donations to the Salvation Army go? Wherever hope is the only thing left. Wherever a life can be turned right side up. Wherever good can overcome. Donate today at SalvationArmyUSA.org. The Salvation Army. Doing the most good.
This is Major Abe Tamayo at the Hastings Salvation Army saying thank you in advance for helping us bell ring. If you'd like to volunteer to bell ring, please call us 463-0529.
1230 KHAS.
Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. We're in Lincoln tonight. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan here in action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference. The Bronco women out to a 19-11 lead here late in the first half. Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball. Janelle Ball across the midcourt stripe here with a right-handed dribble picked up defensively by Cammie Breckman. Ball gets the ball to Martin. It's off of her fingertips out of bounds. Martin was slicing toward the goal there. The feed came inside and it's off of her fingertips out of bounds. Turnover number 8 on Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings with the ball now. 1:54 to play here in the first half. Josie Schopp across the midcourt stripe. Hands it away to a Cammie Breckman just to the left of the lane here. Now they reverse it, get it to Sarah Williamson. Now to Josie Schopp. Schopp here in the wing, dribbles out to the top of the key, sends it back to Breckman. Now inside again to Chelsea Morton, drives the baseline and can't put up a shot. Back out to Thompson, to Schopp at the top of the key. 3 seconds, 2 seconds on the shot clock. Now to Thompson. Her shot for three is going to be no good. The ball poked out of bounds by Breckman, and it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan ball. Broncos did not execute very well on that possession there as the shot clock got in their face. And finally, Thompson had to throw up a desperation three-pointer from the wing on the left side when she wasn't ready for it. Ball poked out of bounds by Breckman, so Nebraska Wesleyan has got the ball. Here's Janelle Ball working against Breckman out on top. Bombs it to a Janata inside the free throw circle. Down to Janelle Ball on the wing. Working with it. Now to a Janata again beyond the three-point arc. Down in the baseline, there's a Shanahan with it. Ball high above her head. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Shanahan dribbles inside the free throw circle. Throws it out here to Martin. Her shot for three is good. Today, Martin, that's her first three-pointer she's made all season long. And she cuts the Bronco lead to a 5 points now at 19-14. With 48 seconds to play here in the first half. Here's a Chelsea Morton now for Hastings College. Morton dribbles once, sends it over to Melissa Thompson. Left side of the lane, she has the basketball tipped away and it's picked up here by Breckman. She goes for the basketball strip. Breckman picks it up here on the baseline. Sends it out to Morton. A little 12-footer is up there. It's going to be off the iron. No good. Rebound. Jump ball. Jump ball is called here as Shanahan is tied up in the play by Breckman. Arrow pointing in favor of the Broncos, so Hastings will play things in. 28.6 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings leading Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 19-14. Schopp will play things in. Baseline right side, way out on top. That's Breckman with the ball. Shot clock is off. Here's Morton, takes it down the right side of the lane, stops on the baseline, puts up a little 7-footer. Shot no good. The ball is poked out of bounds, and it's going to be Wesleyan. So Wesleyan will play things in here in backcourt with 19.8 seconds to play. Hastings 19, Nebraska Wesleyan 14. Martin gets it into Shanahan, now to Ball. Janelle Ball. Dribbles with her left hand, brings it into the offensive zone. Picked up there by Josie Schopp of Hastings defensively. Ball on the wing, down to Shanahan, down in the corner on the left side. Shanahan lobs it, left side of the lane. The ball poked away from Cook. It's out of bounds. And it's going to be Nebraska Wesleyan's ball. Hastings was the last to touch it. 3.3 seconds to play here in this first half. No, they're going to give the ball to Hastings now. Broncos will play things in, so that's a Wesleyan turnover. That's their ninth in this first half. Hastings plays things into Josie Schopp. She launches up a long shot at the buzzer. It's going to be no good. That's the end of the first half of play. So anything but picture perfect here tonight, but Hastings College has got the lead at the break. The score is Hastings 19, Nebraska Wesleyan 14. You're listening to Bronco Basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
The clear choice, the right choice, the expert choice. Auto Glass Experts in Hastings. Your experts in glass repair and replacement for commercial and residential windshields, machinery, and rock chip repair. Call Auto Glass Experts at 402-463-0025. They're the clear choice in central Nebraska.
1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Hastings has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. It is 19-14 here at their break this evening. Our halftime show tonight presented by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Hastings College jumped out to an early 7-0 lead here in the basketball game before Wesleyan got on the scoreboard about 4 minutes into the contest. In fact, they scored at the 16:08 mark of the first half. Hastings build a lead again of about 8 points at 17-9 with about 7 minutes to play in this first half. And the Broncos now leading here at halftime with a score of 19-14. Shooting numbers in the ball game. Neither team shooting real well in this one. Hastings is hitting 8 out of 33 from the field for 24%. Nebraska Wesleyan is 6 out of 23 for 26%. The Broncos have had only one three-pointer in the ball game. That was off of the hands of Cammie Breckman. They are 1 out of 10 from three-point territory for 10%. Nebraska Wesleyan is 1 out of 4 for 25%. The Broncos 2 out of 6 on the free throws for 33%. Nebraska Wesleyan 1 out of 3 for 33%. Rebounds, Hastings College has got a definite advantage here. The Broncos with 28 rebounds in the first half compared to 18 for Nebraska Wesleyan. The Broncos are killing the Prairie Wolves on the offensive glass 12-2. The Broncos have turned the ball over 8 times here in the first half of play. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 10 turnovers so far. Hastings with 2 block shots and 5 steals. Nebraska Wesleyan has got no block shots and 6 steals. Broncos have the lead it here at halftime by a score of 19-14. Checking the scoring in the first half for Hastings College, it is Chelsea Morton leading the way. Morton has got 4 field goals, and she's got 8 points here at the break. Melissa Thompson has got a couple of field goals, and she is 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 5. Cammie Breckman has got a 3-pointer for her only scoring in this first half. Josie Schopp has got a field goal for 2. Sierra Williamson, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Nebraska Wesleyan, they're being led so far by Danae Martin. She has come off of the bench. They hit a 3 and a 2. She has got 5 points here at halftime. Mallory Shanahan, the third leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference this week, has got only 2 field goals and 4 points here at halftime. Courtney Cook has got a field goal, and she is 1 out of 1 from the free throw line for 3. Janelle Ball has got a field goal and 2 points for the Prairie Wolves. So Hastings College has got the lead. The score is 19-14 here at halftime. Other games going on tonight in the Great Plains Athletic Conference on the women's side of things. Concordia is playing at Briar Cliff tonight. Northwestern is at Dort. Midland is playing at Doan. Morningside is at Dakota Wesleyan. Hastings here against Nebraska Wesleyan. Mount Marty is playing the non-conference game at Dakota State tonight. As action gets underway in the GPAC today, Byron Cliff and Concordia, a couple of teams that are playing one another tonight, both 10-0 in the season and 4-0 in the conference, are the only undefeated teams left on the women's side of things in the GPAC. A couple of teams sitting at 2-1, that is Morningside and Dakota Wesleyan. Northwestern has got 3 wins and 2 losses in the conference, and then there's 3 teams right now tied for 6th place at 2-2. That back includes Hastings as well as Mount Marty and Dort. So big ball game here tonight for Hastings College trying to hold off Nebraska Wesleyan, and the Broncos have a 5-point lead here at the break. The score is 19-14. And our halftime show tonight presented by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Coming up next, we have got the Scholar Athlete of the Week. Then we've got Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Graduates become astronaut,
trauma surgeon,
judge,
studio artist,
ambassador,
professor,
congressman,
minister,
software developer.
Who do you want to become?
Recognized as one of the best liberal arts colleges in the country by publications such as U.S. News & World Report, Forbes, Barron's, and the Princeton Review, Hastings College is a place that supports you to become your best. Find out more at hastings.edu or call us at 800-LEARN-HC. Pursue your passion at Hastings College.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
One local call does it all. In Hastings, one call to 402-463-1371 reaches Hastings Utilities, your locally owned, not-for-profit utility system. If you have questions, comments, or need to report service difficulties, one local call really does do it all. No 800 numbers, no five-minute waits to talk to a real person. Accessible and accountable to its customers, that's Hastings Utilities. Hastings Utilities, a municipally-owned utility serving the community of Hastings and area customers, including Junietta, with reliable, dependable service.
The Hastings College Basketball Scholar Athlete of the Week, proudly brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales, specializing in DMF trailers. For the personalized attention you desire, call Rodney Bruns at BuyRight Truck Sales, 402-469-4414. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you.
BuyRight Truck Sales is proud to be a part of the Pigskin Preview. Rodney Bruns is your area farm truck expert specializing in used farm trucks and DMF hopper grain trailers. Made in Alden, Nebraska, DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at BuyRight Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. He brings in trucks with no rust, and if he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, area teams, from your friends at BuyRight Truck Sales. Today's KHAS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Chelsea Cummings. Chelsea from Ogallala, Nebraska, is a multi-sport athlete, a junior majoring in advertising, PR, and marketing, and minoring in studio art, and has a 3.72 GPA. As we mentioned, a multi-sport athlete has had 1 year of Hastings College track and field, and it's been all 3 years on the Hastings College volleyball team, who just made it to the quarterfinals in the NAIA National Tournament. In the classroom, she's been a member of the Dean's List, and in her free time, enjoys reading, painting, drawing, and hanging out with friends and family. Once again, your KHAS Radio Scholar Athlete of the Week is Chelsea Cummings, and it's brought to you by BuyRight Truck Sales. BuyRight Truck Sales salutes the Scholar Athlete of the Week for their accomplishments in the classroom and on the field.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
Shop at Rogers Incorporated for the area's largest selection of appliances from Amana, KitchenAid, Maytag, and Whirlpool. A staff that knows their products inside and out, the best price, and most of all, the service. From when you walk in to the delivery to your home, you'll see why Rogers Service built this business.
Rogers Incorporated, better service, built this business.
5 Points Bank of Hastings is the fastest growing bank in Hastings for many reasons.
We consistently offer competitive loan and deposit rates and proudly provide friendly and helpful customer service.
With our 3 convenient banking locations, we have the most banking offices in Hastings, One of these locations is sure to be close to you.
Stop in, visit with one of our bankers, and see for yourself why Five Points Bank of Hastings is the better bank. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
There's so much happening in December that you don't know where to start. Easy. Start with a Valentino's gift card from Valentino's in Hastings. Besides being the perfect holiday gift, when you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your bowl party, which would be fantastic with a Valentino's Bowl Special. Two award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49. And then add 10 hot wings for only $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember Valentino's in Hastings delivers.
And welcome back to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio. Tyson Ivronik with you here from our KHS Radio Sports Studios. Joining us on the line, we have Dan Glomsky with us from the Shackleton Observatory. And first of all, Dan, thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure, Tyson.
Dan, let's first of all talk a little bit about this, the Shackleton Observatory. For those that are unaware that this this observatory is right here in our Hastings community, talk a little bit about what this is all about.
Well, the Shackleton Observatory is run by Hastings College, and it's open two Saturday nights to the public per month. And so it's located 3 miles south of Highway 6 on Wabash Avenue. It's signed, so you'll see the signs from Highway 6, regardless of whether you're coming from the east or from the west. And we're open two Saturday nights per month, weather permitting. We have four telescopes upstairs that give wonderful views of the moon, planets, double stars, galaxies, so on and so forth. Lots of things to see. And we do a short program beforehand, so we give people an introduction as to what they're going to see. And it's free and open to the public. So the next time we're open is December 8th, and we should have a lot of cool stuff to see then if the weather allows us to see it.
Now, with that, you do as well special events kind of throughout the year at certain times, and one in particular is coming up on Thursday, December 13th. I understand we're going to be having quite a big meteor shower going on.
Yes, the Geminid meteor shower is the best meteor shower of the year. During the evening, and it's a relatively rare shower in that you can see some meteors during the evening, you typically can see about maybe 40 to 50 meteors an hour, especially if you go towards midnight. Earlier in the evening, it's a little bit lower. But still, it's a shower that you can see some meteors during the evening, and it's one of the very few showers that does that. So we're going to open during the shower's peak on the evening of the 13th, a Thursday evening. We'll start with a short program about 7:30 p.m., and then we'll go outside to view not only the meteors, which you can see with your unaided eyes, you don't need a telescope for those, but we'll do some telescope viewing as well. We'll show people Jupiter and some other things in the sky. So we'll do that for about an hour or so, that is to say observing through the telescopes, and then by 9 o'clock or so, we'll shut the telescopes down and we'll do some meteor watching with just our eyes. If people are coming out, I would strongly recommend that they bring out a reclining lawn chair and some blankets and definitely wear warm clothes.
Once again, Dan Glomsky joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. And we talked a little bit about the Shackleton Observatory right at the top of the broadcast for those that are kind of unaware of what's right here in the Hastings community. And you're going to be even opening this up in an open house that's going to be going on, too.
Yes, this coming Saturday on the 8th, we'll be open to the public, and we do open to the public only if the weather is favorable. So how do you know if we're going to be open or not? Well, one of the things you can do is to call the Starline phone message, and the number for that is 402-462-7378, and I usually update that by 5 o'clock. That afternoon. So if you're not sure, you look at the sky and say, well, yeah, there's some clouds out there, but I also see some blue sky. You're not sure if it's going to be open or not. Give that message a call. Or for any Facebook users out there, the Shackleton Observatory does have a Facebook page, and I will update the status of the program as well on the page, and I'll do that by 5 o'clock that afternoon as well. So that way people don't waste a trip coming out there, if it clouds up sometime and they come and see there's a locked gate there and they can't get in. So I hate when that happens. So call the message or contact the Facebook page if you have any questions as to whether we're open or not.
This year's strongest meteor display will be the viewing subject at the Hastings College's Shackleton Observatory. Dan Glomsky, he's the program coordinator for the observatory. He's been joining us on the Hastings College Spotlight. Dan, always appreciate the time and always appreciate the information, and we'll keep our eyes skyward come this Thursday.
Sounds good, Tyson. Thanks so much.
You've been listening to Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by Krieger Electric, your Kohler home generator dealer and installer. Because a day without power is one too many. Stay tuned. The second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Away, Hastings College with the opening possession. Here's Wong driving the ball right to the goal. Her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped around, and it's going to be picked up here by Mallory Shanahan. So the second half is underway. Hastings College holding on to a five-point lead here in women's college basketball. The score is 19-14. Wesleyan shooting to our basket to our right. That's Ball lobbing the ball down to the baseline down to a Martin. Can't go up for the shot. Goes to Shanahan. Shanahan back outside the ring to a Tikalski. Picked up there by Cammie Breckman of Hastings. They reverse the ball. Get it to a Janelle Ball. Her long-range jumper is up there from two. It's going to be no good. In fact, it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball, an air ball thrown up there by Felicia Tikalski. Hastings had as much as an eight-point lead in the first half at 17-9. Wesleyan has come back to pull within 5 points, now at 19-14. So a low-scoring tussle here tonight. Hastings with the ball. Here's Melissa Thompson, free throw line extended left side. Gets it out to the top of the key, now to Morton. Morton out of Wong. Looks like Wesleyan has gone to a zone defense here. Chelsea Morton, her 15-footer is put up there, is good. Chelsea Morton now the leading scorer in the ball game for Hastings. She has got 10 points. Hastings back out to a 5-point lead at 19-14. Broncos applying pressure here in backcourt. Shanahan has got the ball. Gets it to Caitlin Giannata right at the midcourt stripe. Dribbles into the offensive zone. Giannata comes outside the ring. That's going to be a jumper put up there by Tikalski. That's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Brittany Wong of Hastings. One shot and done for Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings held the advantage on the boards in that first half of play, 28-18. You got an offensive board or a defensive board there. There's a long-range jumper by Brittany Wong from the corner. A three-pointer is put up there and in. That's the first field goal of the ball game for Brittany Wong. Hastings has extended the lead down to 10 points at 24-14. 17:50 to play in the ball game here tonight from Snyder Arena in Lincoln. We've got the men's game coming up next. Shanahan just to the right of the goal. Brings it up to the elbow on the right side of the lane. Good defense here by Cammie Breckman. A pass to the near sideline. Tikalski, she takes off, drives it to the hole. Her shot no good, but she's hacked to the arm. A foul here will go on Hastings College. It'll go on Breckman. That's going to be her second foul. First teamer on Hastings here in this first half of, or second half of play. Felicia Tikalski goes to the free throw line. She is 0-for-2 so far tonight. Their first one here is up there at in, so Tikalski will get one more as she was mauled in the act of shooting. Now 24-15, Hastings with a 9-point lead, and it's still 9 as the second one is no good. Rebound comes down to Thompson of Hastings. Thompson to Breckman, comes to the near sideline to Brittany Wong. Wong brings it into the forecourt. Nebraska Wesleyan still in his own defense. Morton out of, to Brittany Wong, now to Melissa Thompson on the wing. High post, that's Laurel Zwiener, spins in the lane, John is up there at in. Laurel's winner's first field goal of the ball game, and the Broncos now have their biggest lead of the ball game at 26-15, with 17 minutes and 4 seconds to play here in the ball game. Hastings applying pressure back here. With the ball is going to be Janelle Ball, right-handed dribble, approaches the mid-court stripe, comes into the forecourt now. Ball will come to the near side of the floor, trying to drive it there against Brittany Wong and can't do it. Janelle Ball lobs it inside to a Giannata with her back to the basket. Now squares around, drives it there against Zwiener. Shot is up there and in. Caitlin Giannata scoring there. That's her first field goal of the ball game. Wesleyan back to within 9 points, 26-17. Morton down in the baseline, right side of the goal. Can't go up the shot. Out of Wong, Cammie Bruckman, out of Zwiener. Down here in the baseline, left side, Tweener dribbles once, high post, Melissa Thompson. Entry pass is going to be deflected away from Morton out of bounds, and Hastings will play things in. Now a personal foul is called. A personal foul is going to be called here on Nebraska West End. That'll go on Felicia Tikhovsky. That's going to be her third foul. Team foul number two on the Prairie Wolves here in the second half of play. Tikhovsky will check out. Here comes Janelle Ball back into the ball game for Nebraska Wesleyan. Non-shooting situation. Hastings plays it in. Morton out to a Josie Schopp who's into the contest. Over to Frankie Peterson who's into the contest for the first time now for head coach Kerry Hofstetter. Entry pass. They get it down low. Laurel Zwiener had it. Lost it out of bounds. And now we got a whistle down here and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to go on Caitlin Giannata. That's going to be her second personal. Team foul number three on the Prairie Wolves here in the second half. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Broncos call a timeout. 16 minutes and 11 seconds to play here in the basketball game from Snyder Arena in Lincoln. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 26, Nebraska Wesleyan 17.
Case Drive-In Drugs and Case Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly, accurate service you've come to expect. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Case Drive-In at 5th and Hastings and Case Medical Park Pharmacy in the Hastings Medical Park.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Other scores around the Great Plains Athletic Conference here tonight. A big battle going on in Sioux City between number one ranked Concordia and fifth ranked Briar Cliff. They're at halftime as Concordia leading Briar Cliff by a score of 42-28. We will see the Chargers on Saturday at home against Hastings College. Northwestern has got a lead over Dort at halftime by a score of 37-26. Morningside leading Dakota Wesleyan up in Mitchell, 39-33. Hastings out on top of Nebraska Wesleyan here, 26-17. They've got 16 minutes and 11 seconds to play in this ball game. Other games going on, Midland at Doan, nothing in yet. Non-conference game tonight, Mount Marty is playing at Dakota State. Just getting started. Hastings with a 9-point lead, 26-17. Nebraska Wesleyan with a ball. Janelle Ball has got it. She moves it on the dribble down on the low block right side. Hands it away down to a Mallory Shanahan. Dribbles to the top of the key. Throws up a three-pointer. Shot no good. Rebound Shanahan in the lane. Ball knocked away from her. Now a foul is called. Shanahan got her own ball back there on the offensive board, but a personal foul is called here on Hastings. It'll go on Morton. That's going to be her first team foul. Number two on the Broncos here in the second half of play. Zwiener checks out. Taz York in there now for the Broncos. So Hastings will go with a much shorter lineup here with Taz into the ball game now. Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. They get it into Giannata. She tries to return it down in the corner to Aaron Walker, and the ball is knocked out of bounds by Taz York. So Walker will play things in. 27 left in the shot clock, so plenty of time as Walker gets it in here on the near sideline to Martin. Martin hands it out here to Janelle Ball in three-point territory. Now drives it down the lane. Her shot off the window is good. Janelle Ball has got a couple of field goals and 4 points in the ballgame. 26-19, Hastings with the lead. Frankie Peterson finds a seam, dribbles into the lane. Two-handed pass goes to the far side. Morton has got it. She falls down, and now a foul is called. Morton is knocked down in the play there by Nebraska Wesleyan, and the Prairie Wolves guilty of a personal foul. It's going to go on Danae Martin. That's going to be her second foul. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Josie Schopp waiting. Comes out here to a Taz York. Back down in the corner to Schomp. Fakes the three. Moves to her right on the dribble. Fires up a little short jumper. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to a Giannata. Giannata hands it away to Shanahan in backcourt. Now to Janelle Ball. 26-19. Hastings College with a 7-point lead. 15-13 to play here in the ball game. Giannata on the far sideline. Giannata having problems with it. Melissa Thompson right in her face. There's a feed to Shanahan. Grabs it, shoots, and scores. Valerie Shanahan gets loose and drives it down the left side of the lane and banks one in off the window. She's now got 6 points. Wesleyan back to within five. 26-21. Morton, a shot from the elbow, is up and in. Good shot there by Chelsea Morton. She's now got 12 points in the ballgame. Her season high so far has been 19 that she put up against Midland. There's a shot by Giannata in the lane. It's going to be no good. We got a foul called on the rebound. Giannata misses the easy shot there for Nebraska Wesleyan right in front of the goal in the paint. And a personal foul is going to be called on Wesleyan on the rebound. It's going to go on Let's see, it's going to go on Hastings. It's going to go on Melissa Thompson. That's going to be her second foul. So two fouls now on Thompson. That's a third team foul in Hastings College. Nebraska Wesleyan will play things in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket. Aaron Walker will get things in to Janelle Ball. Ball brings it up high, lobs it into Mallory Shanahan. We've got a foul called again. It's going to go on Cammie Breckman. That's going to be the third foul, and Breckman trying to keep a Shanahan out of there. Non-shooting situation. That's going to be the fourth team foul now in Hastings. Wesleyan again will play things in. Janelle Ball on the far sideline, picked up by Brittany Wong. There's Cook with the ball. Now to Shanahan in the lane. Wheels puts it up there. Good. Mallory Shanahan, the third leading scorer in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, averaging 16 points per ball game. She's halfway there. Nebraska Wesleyan is back to within, 5 points at 28-23 after Hastings had an 11-point lead just a couple of minutes ago. Frankie Peterson, her shot is up there, no good. Rebound Thompson, shot no good. Rebound Frankie Peterson. Peterson has got it for Hastings College, goes to Bruckman, comes across the top, down to Wong. Wong dribbling with the ball, looking to penetrate, sends it inside down to Thompson. Her turnaround jumper left side, no good. Rebound Breckman. She throws it back out to Taz in the corner. Her shot for three is up there and in. Hastings getting the offensive boards there, and Taz York knocks down a three-pointer from the deep right corner, and Hastings College goes back out on top. Hastings 31, Nebraska Wesleyan 23, 13:40 to play here in this second half. There's a ball deflected out of bounds by York, knocking that ball away from Aaron Walker. End of the contest now for Nebraska Wesleyan is going to be, let's see, end of the contest for Wesleyan is going to be Tessa Kurtenbach, who's into the ball game now, a 5'9" sophomore out of Lindsay Holy Family, seeing her first playing time of the evening here. That's a Cook with a ball. Cook now to Janelle Ball. She drives it against Wong, and a foul is going to be called on Brittany Wong of Hastings College. First foul on Wong, team foul number 5 on Hastings. Wesleyan's got just 2 fouls here in the second half of play. Hastings has built an 8-point lead again at 31-23. Wesleyan will play things in. Ball has got it. Coy Bradley is into the ball game now at the other guard position. There's a ball that's going to be deflected into the Wesleyan bench by Taz York as they try to come to Aaron Walker out here in 3-point territory. Walker will now play things in. Just to the left of the Wesleyan bench. Bounce pass will come into Ball. Has problems with it. And then the ball is poked away here. That's going to be Wesleyan Ball. Taz York all over the place defensively here for Hastings, denying passes. Wesleyan will play things in from deep in the left corner. Underneath their own basket with 13:21 to play in the ball game. Hastings has the lead. Aaron Walker looking to play things in. Finally does. Bradley has got it. Bradley works there against the Broncos. That's a Frankie Peterson right in her face defensively. Bradley comes over to the right side to Ball. Back on top of the key. Cook has got it. Courtney Cook working there against Sierra Williamson. There's Coy Bradley on the wing on the left side. Lobs it left side of the lane to Walker. Her shot is up there, no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Taz York with the rebound. Brings it up the floor herself. Left-handed dribble. Taz York finds a seam. Drives it to the goal. Her shot is up there, no good. And she's fouling the play. York is knocked down underneath the hole there for Hastings. And a foul is going to go here on Nebraska Wesleyan, and to go on, let's see, Courtney Cook is going to pick up the foul. That's going to be her first, team foul number 3 on Wesleyan here in the second half. Going to the free throw line will be York. She got 3 points so far tonight and a 3-pointer. And her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. York is 68% foul shooter in the season. Hastings dead last in the conference in free throw percentage, knocking down only 57% of the free throws so far this year. 31-23, Hastings with an 8-point lead. Here comes the next shot by Taz. It's up there, hits the front iron, hits the back iron, and down through the hole it goes. So York gets 1 out of 2 from the stripe. End of the ball game now for the Broncos. It's going to be Holly Bauer coming out. It's going to be Taz York. So 12:53 to play in this contest. Hastings has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan, 32-23. Down the near sideline, Janelle Ball. There's a feed underneath the hoop. A shot is up and in. That's going to be a Kurtenbach scoring there. Kurtenbach gets her first field goal of the ball game as she comes in off of the bench. 32-25. Hastings leading by 7. Broncos have the ball. Cammie Bruckman around the screen from Peterson. Moves the ball down on the baseline. Now gives the ball to Peterson on the wing. Dribbles left to right across the lane. Feeds it to the far sideline to Bauer. Takes it into the lane. Her shot off the glass is up and in. Holly Bauer hits her first field goal. It's now 34-25. Hastings maintaining that lead here with 12 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Now ball is going to be knocked out of bounds by Peterson. She dies denies the pass to Janelle Ball. Here comes Shanahan back into the ball game. Going out is going to be Aaron Walker. That'll be Nebraska Wesleyan playing things in. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHIS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College. Nationally ranked athletics, nationally known academics. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. Broncos 34, the Prairie Wolves 25. Wesleyan working on the ball here in their offensive zone. Down in the corner, that's Tikalski. Gets it inside, a turnaround jumper by Shanahan is going to be no good, and she's fouled into play. So Wesleyan recommitted themselves to a Mallory Shanahan here in the second half, and now she's going to work. The foul is going to be called on Chelsea Morton. That's going to be her second. So Shanahan goes to the free throw line. She's got 4 points in the first half and 4 points in the second half. So we'll have a couple of shots here. First one is up there and in. Mallory Shanahan, an 88% foul shooter in the season. She is now 32 out of 36 from the free throw line. Hastings 34, Nebraska Wesleyan 26. There's the next shot. It's up there and in. So Shanahan nails a couple of free throws. Hastings with a 7-point lead, 34-27. Here's Schaap with the ball, now to Holly Bauer. Josie Schaap in 3-point territory. Schaap holds it, now comes back to Bauer. Bauer holding the ball, dribbles with it. Knocked away, Bauer picks it back up, dribbles in the free throw line, now to Morton. Back down in the corner, that's going to be Holly Bauer with it. Bauer gets away, 7 seconds on the shot clock, takes the ball in the lane, her shot's going to be up there, blocked down, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called on the... Let's see, it's going to go on Nebraska Wesleyan here. And a personal foul is going to be whistled on Caitlin Giannata. Giannata picks up her second personal foul. Bauer goes to the free throw line. She's got 2 points so far tonight, 0 of 2 from the stripe. They get one for three as that one goes down through the hole. And Holly Bauer, the freshman out of Minden, will get one more. Hastings 35 and Nebraska Wesleyan 27. 11 minutes and 31 seconds to play. Here in the basketball game. Next shot is up there and in. Bauer hits a couple of free throws, so the Broncos back out to a 9-point lead. They've led by as many as 11 points. 36-27 pressure here in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. Well, what do we have here? We have a 10-second violation on Nebraska Wesleyan. No foul called. So a violation on Nebraska Wesleyan. That's their sixth turnover here in the ball game. So Hastings College has got the ball at a 9-point lead. High post. They get it to Sierra Williamson. Out there, Schaap for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Shanahan. Shanahan, the number one rebounder in the conference, grabs that rebound. There's a pass deflected. It's loose. It's picked up here on the baseline. A pass across the lane is deflected away. It's picked up here by Kurtenbach. Back outside, a three-pointer by Tikalski. Her shot is up in the end. Felicia Tikalski knocks down a three-pointer. That's her first field goal of the ball game. She's got 4 points now. Wesleyan back to within 6 points at 36-30. We got 10:50 to play here in the contest. Bauer for Hastings out the Schaap, drives it into the paint. Her shot is up there. It's good. Josie Schaap scores there. Head coach for Nebraska Wesleyan, Eric Jensen, wanted a traveling violation on Schaap. He didn't get it. Hastings leading by 8 points now at 38-30. 10.5 to play. There's a feed inside to Shanahan. She got loose and she scores easily. No one around for the Bronco defense that time. Shanahan now with 12 points in the ballgame. Wesleyan is keeping in this thing. 38-32 is the score. Chelsea Morton gets away. She drives into the hole. Shot is up there. It's no good. Contact made and a foul called. Wesleyan went for the steal. They didn't get it. Morton drives it to the hole and she is fouled into play here. It's going to go on Caitlin Giannata again. That's going to be her third personal foul. Team foul number six on Nebraska Wesleyan here in the second half. Chelsea Morton to the free throw line. She's got 12 points in the ball game. Morton has had a good night tonight. 64% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up. That one rattles out there. No good. End of the ball game now. Danae Martin. Martin comes in. Kurtenbach checks out. So Chelsea Morton goes to the free throw line. Freshman out of Holdridge. 38-32, Broncos with a 6-point lead. Second free throw is up there. That one is going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Wesley and down the far sideline. That's Felicia Tikalski with it now. Tikalski gets it to Aaron Walker. Now to Janelle Ball. Ball rolling with it out here in 3 points territory. Josie Schaap right on her face. Lobs it down to the baseline. The shot is up there. It's no good by Tchaikovsky. Rebound Shanahan. Gets it in the lane. There's a little short jumper. It's up there by Janata. No good. Rebound loose. It's picked up here by Hastings. Sarah Williamson gets it away. Williamson down to Holly Bauer to Josie Schaap. Down to Morton. Down in the baseline right side. Morton throws it back out to Schaap on the wing. Right side of the lane. Cammy Bruckman. Now they swing it left side. That's Bauer with the ball. Holly comes out between the circles again. Morton all alone underneath the basket. A shot is up there. It's in. Cammy Bruckman got the feed there and scores easily for Hastings. He's now got 5 points in the ballgame. Broncos back out to an 8-point lead. Hastings 40, Nebraska Wesleyan 32. 9:20 to play here in the contest. We're at Snyder Arena in Lincoln tonight for Great Plains Athletic Conference basketball. Driving down the right side of the lane. Janelle Ball puts on the brakes. Comes back out into 3-point territory. Throws up the trade. No good. Ball tapped around on the baseline. It's saved here by Wesleyan. Felisa Tchaikovsky has got it. Drives it down the lane. Nice dish at the last second. A shot is up and in. That's Caitlin Janata scoring there on the dish. She's now got a couple of field goals and 4 points. 40-34. Hastings with a 6-point lead. Bauer with the ball. Long range two. Put up there. It's going to be no good. Long rebound. It's picked up by Wesleyan. Here come the Prairie Wolf back the other way. Driving for the hole. It's going to be baller shot. No good. Martin had the rebound. Lost it. It's picked up here by Sierra Williamson. Williamson gets the ball away now to Josie Schaap. Nice dish. Driving for the hole. A shot. That's a Martin with the ball. It's going to be no good. And the rebound partially deflected. And it's picked up by Nebraska Wesleyan. Wesleyan runs it back the other way. As they got it back in their offensive zone. Trailing by 6 points. Caitlin Janata throws up a shot over Williamson. Up and in. Caitlin Janata scores on a 10-footer right side of the lane. Nebraska Wesleyan is back to within 4 points, and Carey wants to call a timeout. Hastings calls the timeout. 8 minutes and 13 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. The Broncos 40, Nebraska Wesleyan 36.
Buy Right Truck Sales is proud to be a part of Hastings College Athletics and is a proud sponsor of the Scholar Athlete. Rodney Brunt is your area farm truck expert specializing in DMF hopper grain trailers. DMF trailers are built to last and won't buckle under pressure. Call Rodney at Buy Right Truck Sales at 402-469-4414 for your next farm truck. If he doesn't have it, he'll find it for you. Good luck, Broncos, from your friends at Buy Right Truck Sales.
KHAS.
Hastings College hitting 8 of 16 field goals here in the second half for 50%. They are now 16 out of 49 for the ball game for 32.7%. Nebraska Wesleyan has hit 50% of their field goals here in the second half. They are 9 out of 18. Wesleyan now hitting 15 out of 41 for the field for 36%. Broncos are just 3 out of 13 and 3-pointers so far tonight for 23%. Wesleyan is 2 out of 5 for 40%. Hastings hitting only 41% of their free throws tonight. 5 out of 12 from the charity stripe. Meanwhile, Nebraska Wesleyan is hitting 4 out of 7 for 57%. The Broncos continuing to do the job on the rebounds. Hastings with 37 rebounds thus far. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 28. Broncos have got 9 turnovers so far in the ball game. Nebraska Wesleyan has got 11. Hastings has just a 4-point lead here at 40-36 over Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings with the ball. Frankie Peterson, the Wong. Brittany Wong with it out here in 3-point territory. Wesleyan has gone back to a man-to-man defense. Frankie Peterson down low. His shot is up and in. Melissa Thompson. Nice feed by Frankie. Melissa Thompson gets the field goal. She's now got 7 points in the ball game. Hastings back out to a 6-point lead. 42-36. Coy Bradley has got the ball now for Nebraska Wesleyan. Picked up by Wong. Coy Bradley spins right side of the lane. Puts up a shot from the elbow. No good. Rebound Thompson. Outlet pass comes to the near sideline. There's Brittany Wong. Wong hustles back the other way. Brittany comes to the near sideline. Down in the corner. That's Bauer with the ball now. Howard Bauer puts it on the floor. Dribbles up high. Sends it back down in the baseline on the left side. They get it to Frankie Peterson. Now they work their right side. On the wing over there is going to be Brittany Wong looking to penetrate. Wong dishes off. That's Thompson just inside the three-point arc. Her shot from the baseline is up and in. Melissa Thompson now with 9 points in the ballgame. Hastings increases their lead to 9 points here. Or check that, 8 points it should be at 44-36. 7 minutes to play here in the ballgame from Snyder Arena. There's a Kelly Sanchez who's into the ballgame. Moves it to Shanahan on the baseline. The foul is going to be called. Hastings doing everything they can to keep Shanahan out of the lane. And a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Melissa Thompson of Hastings. That's going to be her third foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 on the Broncos. So going to the free throw line here is going to be Shanahan. She's got 12 points in the ball game, 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. Taz Yori coming back into the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Bauer. Also checking into the contest for Nebraska Wesleyan will be Janelle Ball for Kelly Sanchez. Mallory Shanahan to the free throw line here. She's an 88% foul shooter for Wesleyan. Her shot is up there. It's good. She's been perfect from the stripe tonight. Now 3 out of 3. Here comes Courtney Cook into the ball game for Wesleyan, replacing Caitlin Janata. 44-37. Hastings with a 7-point lead here over Nebraska Wesleyan. Shanahan will have one more. Next one is up there and down through the hole it goes. 44-38. Hastings in the lead. Brittany Wong with the ball. Wong sends it over to Taz Yorg, looking to penetrate from the wing on the right side. Now she's double-teamed. Taz flips the ball away. That's a Chelsea Morton with it now. Chelsea comes to Peterson at the top of the key. Now to Brittany Wong. To Peterson again. Drives it down the right side of the lane against Shanahan. Her shot is up there. There's no getting. She's fouling the play. Shanahan picks up the personal foul for Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be her second foul. That's going to be team foul number 6 on Nebraska Wesleyan. This will be a shooting situation, as Peterson was fouled in the act of shooting. Frankie is an 80% foul shooter here for Hastings. And her shot is up there. It's good. Out 13 out of 16 from the free throw line on the season. Hastings now with a 7-point lead again at 45-38. Frankie Peterson will have one more. Eyes the bucket. Lets it fly. Shot is up there and in. So a couple of free throws now by Peterson. Gives Hastings an 8-point lead at 46-38. Hastings led at halftime 19-14. Pressure by the Broncos here in backcourt. Aaron Walker has got the ball. Aaron Walker now to Janelle Ball. Ball stomps out here in the 3-point territory. Lobs it on the high post. That's Shanahan. Takes it down the right side of the lane. A shot over Morton. It's going to be no good. The ball is lost out of balance, and it's going to be Wesleyan Ball. Last touchdown there by Yorick of Hastings. So Wesleyan will play things in with 7:15 to play in the ball game. Hastings 46, Nebraska Wesleyan 38. And now the official is going to have a meeting in the minds here. Just to the left of the lane. They're looking at the shot clock, so maybe we're going to have a correction on the shot clock. It reads 16 seconds right now. 6:15 to play here in the basketball game. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan on the air tonight from 1230 KHIS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. So to keep everything the same, Wesleyan will inbound the ball here. They lob it. It's going to be deflected. It is loose, and it goes to the far side. Walker picks it up. Now to Bradley. Bradley has got it here for Nebraska Wesleyan to feed underneath the basket. It's off of the fingertips of Shanahan, out of bounds. Shanahan wide open again as she got loose in the Bronco defense, but lost the ball out of bounds. So Hastings will get it now with 6:06 to play. Hastings will take on Briarcliff, the fifth-ranked team in the nation, coming up on Saturday afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex. Game time will be at 2 o'clock. Taz Yorg down in the corner now to Peterson. Brings it up high on the dribble. Cross court goes to Wong. Down in the corner to Taz for 3. Shot no good. Battle for the rebound is loose. Hastings grabs the ball again on the offensive glass. There's a Morton driving the ball. She loses control. It's going to be picked up here by Janelle Ball. So Hastings got another offensive rebound, but couldn't do anything with it offensively. There's a long-range three-pointer put up there. No good. Foul shot is up and in. Tchaikovsky threw up the 3. Then he got her own offensive board and a putback. She's now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 6-point lead with 5:24 to play. We've got a whistle, and now we got a personal foul called. It's going to be a holding foul down low on Courtney Cook of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be her second foul. End of the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Cammie Bruckman. Going out is going to be Peterson. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Thompson. Melissa's got 9 points so far in the ball game. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. This will be a 1-1 situation. Thompson is just a 40% foul shooter in the season. Her shot is up there, and the shot is good. Thompson will get one more. That gives Hastings a 7-point lead now. 47-40 is the score with 5 minutes and 23 seconds to play. Thompson's second free throw is up there. That one, nothing but net for Thompson. He's now got 11 points in the ball game. Here comes Cook back out of the ball game. Caitlin Janata checks back in there. for Wesleyan head coach Eric Jensen, who's now in his fifth season here in Nebraska Wesleyan. Bradley has got the ball for the Prairie Wolves. Out to Tchaikovsky. Over in the far sideline, Caitlin Giannata has got it, picked up there by Melissa Thompson. On the high post, there's Shanahan. Shanahan dribbling in the lane, puts up an off-balance shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound is loose and is picked up there by Morton of Hastings. So 5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Hastings has an 8-point lead, 48-40. Brittany Wong comes to the near sideline. Taz York back out to Brittany. Dribble penetration, throws it over to Morton down in the baseline. To Brittany Wong on the wing. Brittany holds the ball there as Wesleyan is in a man-to-man down in the corner. Three-pointer put up there by Morton. No good. Rebound on the baseline. Tchaikovsky grabs it here for Wesleyan. Long pass down the floor. Giannata puts a girl in the air, puts up a shot. It's going to be no good. Rebound Shanahan. Follow shot. No good, and she's fouling the play. So, again, it's Shanahan with the offensive board. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Bruckman of Hastings. Now Cammy has got four fouls. Going to the free throw line will be Shanahan. Shanahan with 14 points in the ball game. Her shot from the line is up there is good. He's now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line tonight. And the Hastings lead is back down to 7 points and 48-41. Mallory Shanahan with another one. Her shot is up there is good. So the Wahoo native drops a couple of free throws on the Broncos. She's now got 16 points in the ball game. She averages 16.6. Bruckman comes out of the ballgame now for Hastings with four personal fouls. Holly Samuelson comes back in there. 48-42, Hastings with a six-point lead. Broncos out of the ball. Wong has got it down to Samuelson. The Morton on the right sideline. Man-to-man defense here for Nebraska Wesleyan. Morton comes out to Samuelson. 25 feet away from the basket. The Morton lobs it inside. Thompson grabs it. Has it knocked loose. It's down on the baseline. It goes out of bounds. And Hastings turnover. The Broncos turn it away for the 10th time here tonight. And now Nebraska Wesleyan trailing by 6 points. They've got the basketball with 4 minutes and 15 seconds to play. And now Wesleyan's head coach Eric Jensen wants to call a timeout. A timeout on the floor with 4:15 to play in the basketball game. It's now Hastings 48, Nebraska Wesleyan 42.
There's so much happening in December that you don't know where to start. Easy. Start with a Valentino's gift card from Valentino's in Hastings. Besides being the perfect holiday gift, when you purchase $50 worth, you'll receive a $5 gift card free. Then you have time to plan your bowl party, which would be fantastic with a Valentino's Bowl Special. Two award-winning jumbo 16-inch single-topping large pizzas for only $27.49. And then add 10 hot wings for only $6.39. When it comes to gifts, parties, and takeout, remember Valentino's in Hastings delivers.
1230 KHAS.
Quick check on the shooting numbers there tonight. Hastings now 18 out of 53 from the field, 34%. Nebraska Wesleyan 16 out of 47 for 34%. Broncos have hit 3 3-pointers. Nebraska Wesleyan 2. Hastings 9 out of 16 from the free throw line. Nebraska Wesleyan 8 out of 11. Broncos have the lead, 48-42 in women's college basketball here tonight. Mary Lanning Healthcare is proud to team with Hastings College in presenting Bronco Athletics. Snyder Arena in Lincoln here tonight. We've got the men's game coming up next between Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan. They are playing for the 195th time in the school's history. Coming up in our nightcap here tonight. That one's scheduled to tip off at 8 o'clock here at Snyder Arena. Hastings with a 6-point lead here in the women's ball game now at 48-42. Wesleyan has got the ball following the turnover on Hastings. Tchaikovsky has got the ball, moves it out on the baseline. That's Janelle Ball, lobs it inside. Mallory Shanahan backs up, spins. Shanahan on the low block now, goes up for the shot. It's up there, it's in. Shanahan wanted to get rid of it. Nobody was there for Nebraska Wesleyan. Shanahan puts it down through the hole. 48-44 is the score now with 3 minutes and 44 seconds to play in the ball game. Things getting a little tight here for the Broncos. Holly Samuelson out to the top of the key. Morton has got it, lobs it inside, and a foul is going to be called. They got the ball in the hands there of Melissa Thompson, but a personal foul is going to be whistled here on the Nebraska Wesleyan. It's going to send Hastings to the free throw line. Caitlin Giannata picks up the foul. That's going to be her fourth. Wesleyan wanted a 3-second violation on Thompson, did not get it. Thompson with 11 points in the ball game, and here she misses a free throw. Rebound comes down to Bradley. Thompson now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. It's a 4-point ball game at 48-44. Here's Giannata's shot. It's up and in. Caitlin Janana hits a little 15-footer from the right side, and Wesleyan is back to within 2 points, 48-46, with 3:20 to play in the ball game. Hastings is led by as many as 11 points here in this contest tonight. Holly Samuelson with the ball out here in three-point territory. Brittany Wong in the wing. Brittany circles around, takes it in the lane. A scoop shot up off of the window is going to be good. Brittany Wong gets one to go down through the hole there. She's now got 5 points, 50-46. Hastings leading by a couple of baskets here, just by the three-minute mark. Broncos drop back, play the man-to-man defense. Here's a Janelle Ball, right side of the lane. Lobs it inside to a Janata. Caitlin Janata gets back out the ball. Now to Janata, back out here in three-point territory. Uses a screen from Shanahan, throws it down to Janelle Ball, right side of the lane. Lobs it back inside. Janata has got her shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Misses from point-blank range, and the rebound comes down to Thompson of Hastings. Down to Wong. 2.5 to play. Hastings 50, Nebraska Wesleyan 46. And now we got a timeout from Hastings College. Timeout from the bench here with 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 50, Nebraska Wesleyan 46.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, we are committed to serving the financial needs of our community in a safe and sound manner. This is Terry Anstein, Bank President. You just heard our bank's mission statement. It isn't very long, but it is right on the money. Our experienced and friendly bankers are empowered to provide high-quality banking services to help you meet your financial goals. Bottom line, we both win by working together to help you meet your banking needs in a safe and sound manner. 5 Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
1230 KHAS.
Northwestern leading Dakota Wesleyan with 5 minutes and 26 seconds to play in their ball game up in Mitchell. The score is 62-53. Hastings leading here 50-46 over Nebraska Wesleyan as the Broncos will inbound the ball off of the far sideline. That's a Brittany Wong. Wong will send it over to a Breckman who's back into the ball game. Breckman inside the free throw circle now to Brittany Wong. Wong dribbling with it now with 8 seconds left in the shot clock. Wong still on the dribble left side of the lane, sends it out to Morton to a wide open Taz York for three. Shots up and in. Taz York knocks down a big, big three-pointer just to the right of the lane there as the shot clock was expiring. Taz York now with 2 3-pointers in the ballgame. She's got 6 points, 53-46. Hastings leading by 7 points. Nebraska Wesleyan with the ball. Back in their offensive zone, Mallory Shanahan drives it, spins in a lane, puts it up there left-handed. Shot no good. The ball is knocked out of bounds. Last touch here by Hastings. So Taz York getting a big, big three-pointer there just to the right of the basket. Gives Hastings a little bit of a cushion to work with now. 53-46 with a minute and 41 seconds to play. As Wesleyan will play things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. Danae Martin will play things in, comes way out on top. Taking the ball down the lane is going to be Tucholsky. Her shot no good, battle for the rebound. Tucholsky grabs it. An offensive board there, now to a Courtney Cook. Spins in the lane, puts it up there right-handed. A shot no good, but she's fouling the play. Courtney Cook going up for the shot there for Nebraska Wesleyan. And now a personal foul is called. It's going to go on Thompson. That's going to be 4 fouls now on Thompson. So both Bruckman and Thompson now with 4 fouls for the Broncos. Caitlin Janana has got 4 fouls here for Nebraska Wesleyan. And going to the free throw line is going to be Cook. Cook will go to the free throw line, and Janana's up there. It's going to be no good. She'll get another one. She's now 1 out of 2 from the free throw line tonight. She's an 81% foul shooter in the season. 53-46. Nebraska Wesleyan is third in the conference this week in free throw percentage. Second one is up there. It is good. So the score is now 57 in favor of Hastings. Pressure by Nebraska Wesleyan here at backcourt. Hastings with the ball. Gets it back in the offensive zone. That's a Morton. Takes it down the right side of the lane. Nearly travels with the ball. It's knocked loose. It's picked up by Breckman. Her shot from 10 feet away is going to be no good. Rebound, Yorick. Another offensive rebound for Hastings. Taz Yorick out to Breckman. Goes over in the right wing now. That's Morton with the ball. Hastings gets the fresh shot clock. We're down to 1:04 to play. 19 in the shot clock. Cammy Breckman, dribble penetration all the way to the goal. Her shot is up there and in. Breckman gets the field goal for Hastings. She's now got 7 points in the contest. And now we have got a whistle again. Coming to the near sideline, the officials coming over to discuss things here at the scorers table. They're going to put a couple of seconds back on the clock here. 59 seconds will be on the clock. The score is going to be 55 to 47. Hastings College has got a 8-point lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings is going to be Laurel Zwiener. Going on is going to be Thompson. So Zwiener, the ball game. Now they got the clock reset. 59.7 seconds. That's what the officials wanted on the clock. Go get that. Wesleyan with a fresh shot clock as Mallory Shanahan will play things in here in backcourt. Hastings attacking back here. Janelle Ball has got it. Hastings trying to win their third game of the season of the Great Plains Athletic Conference here tonight. They're seventh overall. This one has not been easy against Nebraska Wesleyan. Shanahan for three. Her shot is up there, partially deflected by Cammie Bruckman. Wesleyan again wanted a foul. They didn't get it. Hastings grabs the rebound. That's Brittany Wong. Wong here in backcourt down the near sideline. Brittany dribbling with it. As she gets it into the offensive zone, Wong gets it to Zwiener. Sent to the far sideline to Taz York. 29 seconds to play, and she's going to be fouled on a play. That's a Janata picking up the personal foul, and she is done. Wesleyan wanted a foul, calling that 3-point field goal attempt from Shanahan. Did not get it. And their head coach, Eric Jensen, is not happy here on the near sideline. So Janata is going to foul out of the ballgame now with 28.2 seconds to play. She leads with 8 points. All in the second half. And now Jensen will have 60 seconds to get a replacement. He's going to use the majority this time to gnaw in the official's ear a little bit here on the near sideline. In the meantime, winning at the free throw line for Hastings will be Taz York. Now he makes his choice. Here comes Courtney Cook back into the ball game. So Cook will come in. Janata is fouled out now with 28.2 seconds to play. To the free throw line for Hastings will be York. She has got 7 points in the ball game, all seven here in the second half. She's hit a couple of big, big three-pointers. Taz will have a free throw here. Her shot is up there, and that one rims off. It is no good. And another offensive board for Hastings College. Bruckman had it, and then she lost it. It's taken down here by Nebraska Wesleyan. Hastings with an 8-point lead, 55-47. Shanahan drives, forces up a shot. No good, but she's found in the play. Shanahan driving toward the goal down here on the baseline from the right side. Foul is going to be called on Brittany Wong. That's going to be her second. So Mallory Shanahan in the free throw line. She got 18 points in the ball game now. A perfect 6 out of 6 from the free throw line. She'll have two more shots here, fouled in the act of shooting. Her shot is up there. It's going to be good. Mallory Shanahan knocks one home there for Nebraska Wesleyan, a 6-foot senior out of Wahoo. Here comes the next shot by Shanahan. It is up there. It is good as she rattles that baby home. And now Wesleyan wants to call a timeout. 15.8 seconds to play in regulation. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 55, Nebraska Wesleyan 49.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College basketball for the 2012-2013 season presented by Valentino's of Hastings. Valentino's, get it delivered. Scoring from Sioux City tonight, Briarcliff has come back, and now they have tied up Concordia, the nation's number one ranked team. They're tied up at 60 points apiece with 5 minutes and 32 seconds to play. Concordia led that ball game by 14 at halftime, 42-28. But now with 5:32 to play in the contest, Briarcliff 60 and Concordia 60. Concordia, the nation's number one ranked team in the latest poll, and we'll see Briarcliff, the fifth ranked team in the country, coming up on Saturday afternoon at the Osborne Sports Complex, Lynn Farrell Arena. Hastings trying to hang on here tonight. 55-49 is the score. 6-point lead. Broncos will inbound the ball, and Josie Schaap is going to be hit on the play and going to be fouled here by Aaron Walker of Nebraska Wesleyan. That's going to be her second. So going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Schaap. He's got a couple of field goals and 4 points here tonight. 68% foul shooting in the season. 11 out of 16. Remember, the Broncos, the worst free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, hitting only 57% of their shots as a team. This will be a two-shot foul. Both teams over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. And the free throw is up there. It's no good by Schaump. Coming into the ball game now for Hastings will be Thompson. Coming out will be Zwiener. So it's a six-point lead, just a two-possession ball game with 14.6 seconds to play. Josie Schaump to make it a three-possession game here with a free throw. As she looks up there, throws up, and it's going to be no good, and the rebound comes down to Tucholsky. Gets it here on the near sideline. Tucholsky picked up by Cammy Bruckman. Gets it into the offensive zone. Drives it right side of the lane. Spinning move. A shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball is picked up here by Schaump, and she can be fouled in the play. Tucholsky misses the shot, and that should just about do it here. We've got only 1 second to play in the ball game, and Schaump again will go to the free throw line for Hastings College. So the Broncos are going to survive here tonight at women's college basketball. Josie Schaump will go to the free throw line for Hastings. Missed a couple of free throws a few seconds ago. So we'll have two more shots here. And Wesleyan is over the 10-foul limit here in the second half. 55-49 is the score. Hastings has got the lead over Nebraska Wesleyan. Josie Schaump at the line. Throws it up there. The shot good. Schaump now with 5 points in the ball game. Hastings with a 7-point lead now at 56-49 with just a second to play. Next one is up there. That one is no good. Rebound comes out at Tucholsky, and that's the ball game. The Hastings College women's basketball team hangs on here tonight as they beat Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 56-49. The Broncos improved to 7 wins and 5 losses on the season. They are now 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Wesleyan drops to 1 win and 7 losses. And Wesleyan is now 0-4 in the conference. In the final score, Hastings beats Nebraska Wesleyan tonight by a score of 56-49. We'll take a break, come back and check the numbers as Hastings College basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Have a sports lover on your list? Shop Dunham Sports for apparel, hunting, golf, fishing, and everything in between. You'll find it at Dunham Sports, like the Nike VR Straight Fit Tour Fairway Woods. We're only $79.99. Or save 50% on the Sure Shot basketball game from Metal Sports, now only $99.99. Ladies, keep cozy in the plush robe from Body Candy for only $11.99. Find everything on your sports lover's list at Dunham Sports, North Highway 281 in Hastings.
Get in the game at Dunham's.
Call it the kickoff, the tip-off, the face-off. Whatever your favorite sport, it all starts with the new TM Sporting Goods, now open in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the new home of Brooke, Mizuno, Asics, Russell Athletic, Wilson, and Diamond Sports, along with Under Armour, featuring experienced pros like Steve Barinol, Tino Martinez. TM Sporting Goods is now open on the Bricks, 2217 Central in the downtown Kearney Center. TM Sporting Goods, the division of Pro Team Design. Like them on Facebook for insider information.
Relax. It's Rheem. At South Central Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, you can relax with the comfort and quality of Rheem furnaces and heat pumps, the most reliable heating systems you can buy. South Central Heating's complete line of Rheem furnaces provide quiet, efficient operation year after year, saving you money and making your life a little more comfortable. So relax. It's Rheem. Get your Rheem products at South Central Heating and Air Conditioning, 701 West 1st Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-9190.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at Snyder Arena in Lincoln. Hastings College wins it here in women's college basketball. The final score of 56-49. Final numbers into the ball game tonight. The Broncos ended up shooting 36.8% from the field. That is it. Hastings 21 out of 57 from the field tonight. Nebraska Wesleyan 18 out of 54. They hit 33% of their field goals. The Broncos just 4 out of 15 from three-point territory for 26.7%. Nebraska Wesleyan was 2 out of 7 for 28%. The Broncos hitting 10 out of 22 from the free throw line for just 45.5%. Nebraska Wesleyan 11 out of 15 for 73%. Broncos out rebounding Nebraska Wesleyan 45-37. Hastings 1 on the offensive end 18-11. Hastings had 12 turnovers in the ball game tonight. 12 turnovers also for Nebraska Wesleyan. Broncos had 2 block shots and 5 steals. Nebraska Wesleyan 1 block shot and 9 steals. Hastings College wins it tonight by a score of 56-49. Largest lead for Hastings was 11 points Nebraska Wesleyan did not hold a lead. In fact, Hastings led this baby from start to finish. They scored the first 7 points of the basketball game. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings, leading the way tonight is Chelsea Morton, as she comes up with 6 field goals, scores 12 points in the ball game. Melissa Thompson had 4 field goals, and she was 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. She had 11. So 2 girls in double figures for Hastings. Morton had 12. Melissa Thompson had 11. The other scores for Hastings, Cammy Bruckman. She had 7 points in the ball game tonight. Bruckman knocks down a 3 and a couple of 2-point field goals. Taz Yorick hit 2 threes in the second half and 1 out of 3 from the free throw line for 7 points. Brittany Wong had 5 points tonight. She had a 3 and also a 2-point field goal. Josie Schomp also had 5 points. She had a couple of field goals, and she was 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Holly Bauer had a field goal. She was 2 out of 4 from the line. She had 4 points in the ball game tonight. Frankie Peterson, 2 out of 2 from the line for 2 points. Laurel Zwiener had a field goal for 2 points. And Sierra Williamson, 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for 1 point. Nebraska Wesleyan led by Mallory Shanahan. She comes up with 20 points in the ball game tonight. She had 6 field goals, and she was 8 out of 8 from the free throw line. So Shanahan with 20. She was the only girl to reach double figures for the Prairie Wolves. Alicia Tchaikovsky, she had 6 points. She had a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer, and she was 1 out of 4 from the free throw line. Today, Martin had a 3-pointer and a 2-pointer. She scores 5. Janelle Ball had a couple of field goals and 4 points tonight. Courtney Cook had a field goal. She was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line for 4. Hastings College wins it in women's college basketball tonight. Broncos 56 and Nebraska Wesleyan 49. Hastings now 7-5 in the season. They are 3-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. And again, Wesleyan dropping to 1-7 and 0-4. Checking another score in as we continue to watch that showdown in Sioux City. They got a minute and 35 seconds to play in their ball game now. Number one ranked Concordia is leading fifth ranked Briar Cliff in women's college play by a score of 66-65. So Concordia 66 and Briar Cliff 65, a minute and 35 seconds to play in Sioux City. We have got the men's game coming up next here on 1230 KHS. Hastings and Nebraska Wesleyan playing for the 195th time in the school's all-time history. This is a series that got started back in 1910, and they're still playing here in 2012. We've got the action coming up for you next here on 1230 KHS. We'll take a one-minute timeout. We'll check in with Lance Creech, the head coach for Hastings College, as Bronco basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco postgame show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.